Turn on the mics, yeah.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Friends, once again, here we are every single Sunday on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world, on the planet, in the universe, whatever you want to call it.
Got you on my mind again tonight.
Here we are in the studio. Every single Sunday from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen, and my co-host, Kevy.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, Kev. Thanks for asking. And it is always a treat to have the fabulous Dr. Michelle in the studio with us today, giving her psychological advice.
Well, hello, Dave.
Well, hello, Doc Michelle. You can also check out Doc Michelle on LATalkRadio.com every Friday from 11 to 12.
My show is called On the Couch with Dr. Michelle.
With Dr. Michelle. Check her out. She's cool. She's a cool cat.
Where we help everybody with relationship issues and any other kind of things going on.
Right?
Just advice.
It is true. Just advice. It's good stuff. Good stuff. So, as you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything relating to teens, problems, issues, you know, we're here to help you out. This is why we're broadcasting around the world on these microphones, right? All right, so today we're going to be talking about taking care of yourself, losing weight, eating healthy, exercising, managing stress, making your relationships better, which always helps your mental health. Mm-hmm. We always hear from authority figures, parents, TV reports, quote-unquote, get more sleep, don't party as much, eat healthy, take more showers, all that. But there is something to all that advice. We're going to tell you how to take care of you without having to worry about authority figures nagging us or worrying about what we could be doing to feel better. Right?
Right.
Right. Sounds cool. Right.
Right.
Mine. So, I'm actually going to start the show out with Kevy, co-host Kevy.
I am Kevy. Okay, kids.
We actually, check this out, we are in college now. We're big college boys now.
You guys are great. I'm so proud of
you. We're in college. We are taking a health class, and it is this specific class which inspired us to do the show because we learned a lot. We're learning a lot. It is just the very beginning of our college experience, and we are learning a lot in this health class.
Yeah, it's a great class.
So what we did is we took the health book in. Check this out. On the first few days of class, our teacher opened. She was like, open up to page 6. And on page 6, yeah, I know, it's page 6.
It is
6.
Page 6.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And there's these personal just questions, you know, about the different aspects of health, you know, emotional health, physical health.
Is it like, what do you do to take
health,
care of yourself and all that?
Yeah, but check it out. There's questions, which Kevy is going to read off, and you answer this. Listeners, you can take a notepad, take a pen, do it mentally, whatever you want. Answer these questions. Rate yourself 1 to 5 on each of these questions. And you know what? You can even do that live on the air if you want. You can call us live, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Or you can email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teen, trendswithdave@gmail.com. Tell us about these questions. You can rate yourself on the air if you want, or you can do it in your comfortability of your own home, whatever you want. So basically, our goal today by the end of the show is to improve at least five of these numbers, five of these questions.
Ooh. At least.
At least.
Wow.
So like, let's say we ask you a question, you rate yourself a 2 at the beginning of the show. Hopefully, by the end of the show, you can rate yourself a 3, maybe a 4, because we helped you. And call us. Let us know if we did help you. Email me, teentrendswithdavid@gmail.com. Kevy, I'm passing the mic to you.
So I got the mic. All right. So, my children, we are going to jump into this today.
I'm not your child.
Oh, okay. I just call people my children. Anyway, anyways, my children, there are 3 aspects of health which we are going to talk about today.
3 aspects of
health. We are going to learn you in these aspects. So we
have. This is Mr. Kevin, our health teacher. Shh. He's talking. Shh. All right, go
ahead. Thank you. Okay. So I have physical health, social health, and emotional health. I'm going to read you some questions. You rate it 1 to 5, 1 being never, and 5 being always. Okay? So, physical health. I am happy with my body size and weight.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
No, how about we do this on air? How about we rate ourselves?
All right.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Kevin, you go first.
I don't want to be cocky.
Is this a wonderful... Don't even worry about ego, dude. Come on now.
Right, you know, I'm not
No ego.
I'm not a co-host of
ego.
No ego.
I'm not egotist. No, I'm just
but I feel like I got a pretty solid rocking butt.
Okay, the butt is just part of it on the 1 to 5,
He said body.
Oh,
body.
I thought he said butt.
Dr. Michelle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, hello. How do you spell Freud?
Thank you. You're a very wise young man. Go ahead, Kevin. So sorry.
I have a good body. Okay, I'm going to rate it a 5.
I'm going to agree. You do have a good body.
Oh, thanks, babe.
I wouldn't know. Go ahead.
Dr. Michelle. Okay, let's go on to the next question. Okay.
No, Dr. Michelle, rate yourself.
Oh, Dr. Michelle, rate yourself.
4.
4.
I'm pretty healthy.
Yeah, that's very good.
Not too fat, not
is it,
too
is
slim.
Is it your physical appearance? Say the question
this
again.
This is physical.
Okay.
Physical health.
Okay.
Say your physical appearance.
I'd say about 4, 4.5. Yeah. I
you're hairy.
Shut up.
No, hairy doesn't have anything to do about health. We're talking about health here.
Yeah,
we're not
talking about
shallow physical.
I have a hairy chest. Big deal.
Yeah.
Some girls find it attractive.
They do.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just teasing him.
So you're talking about
the general, you know. Whatever.
Both are fit and slim. You seem to be
you're fit and
muscular.
Slim, doc.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah. We're healthy teenage men. Men.
Check out those muscles.
Look at the guns on him.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Two okay. tickets to the gun show.
Okay, next question.
Okay. The next question. I feel good about the condition of my body and would be able to respond to most demands placed upon it.
Oh, jeez.
So physical exercise. I would rate myself maybe a 4 on that one because I have usually been in good shape for my life, except I started smoking cigarettes. And that definitely pulls me back a lot.
Yeah.
I would even rate that a 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would rate that a 3.
Yep.
Because before I could run miles and miles and now I'm half a mile and I'm dying.
You're right. Dr.
Michelle. I'd say 3 because I used to be a black belt in Taekwondo. Well, I still am. I guess you always are once you are. But I used
you're
to
considered
really...
a lethal weapon by the government once you're a black belt.
That's it, baby.
No,
don't
you really are.
Me.
I'm serious.
thank you. But anyway, so I still have it, but I don't exercise as much as I should. I work. I sit on my rear end and work way too much, and I need to get out there to that studio again and kick some butt.
Very cool.
Work out.
How about you, Dave?
3. I'd say 3. I used to be on cross country. I used to run anywhere from 3 to 8 miles a day.
Wow. That's
great. Right?
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then, like Mr. Kevy over here, unfortunately, I started to partake in tobacco products.
What got you into that,
cigarettes.
Both of you? I want to know.
Dave, you go first.
I was picking up a friend from school every morning, and he smoked.
Ah, I know who it is. Bad influence.
No, he's a wonderful, wonderful human being.
He's a good guy.
He's a good human being, but he has bad habits.
Truth.
It's got nasty habits.
I was
as the Rolling Stones would say.
Yeah, cigarettes are very nasty.
And you know, he when you're a smoker, if you're a smoker, you know, you don't want, you don't want to smoke alone. It's not fun smoking alone. So, you know, he always used to be like, hey, Dave, you know, like, want a cigarette? And I'd be like, no, thanks, man. You know, next morning, hey, Dave, like, want a cigarette? No. You know, after about a month, I was just like, screw it. Sure. So I smoked it and I was like, this is good.
So that would be called peer pressure?
That would be called peer pressure. No, no, no. It's asking every day.
A small form of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. Like,
not about he says that I'm cool if I smoke, but right. Just every day. Come on, man. Come on. Try it. Come on.
Well, I would always, he'd be like, hey, like, it wasn't like, hey, try it. It was like, hey, dude, like, want a cigarette? And I'd be like, no. He'd be like, all right, for sure. Hey, dude, want a cigarette? No. You know, and eventually, you know, after being around it, after, you know, kind of wondering, you know, oh, like, I wonder what a cigarette is like, you know, it wasn't like, ooh, if I don't take this cigarette, I'm not going to be accepted. I'm picking his ass up every goddamn morning. Of course he's going to accept me.
I know that. But it was just kind of like repetition of, come on, every day, try it. And you went, okay, whatever, okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
And then I started smoking, because then I started bumming a lot from him, and then I felt really bad, so I just bought my own pack.
Yeah.
And then.
How about you, Kevy?
Well, I started smoking marijuana in like late 11th grade. I was 17 years old. I was almost 17 years old. Yeah. And then with marijuana, I was hanging out with people who also smoked cigarettes. And when I was high, I would occasionally take a drag of a cigarette. You know, I thought it was really nasty at first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you smoke, it's a very, like, acquired thing. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, I would take a drag here and there, and eventually I just got used to it, and then I just started smoking. Then, like, the first time I bought a pack.
Then you guys kind of got addicted.
Yeah, like, the first pack you buy, that's when you get hooked.
Right.
Yeah.
For the most part.
100%. Right. Couldn't agree more. But I just want to make this clear. Do you smoke marijuana anymore?
No. Maybe, say I go to a party. When I go to parties, I'd rather take a couple hits of marijuana than drink alcohol, because I feel when I drink alcohol, I am less in control, like much less in control of my body.
But you
of
never
my
drive.
Mindset. I never drive.
Okay.
I never drive.
But how about you, Dave? Do you smoke marijuana?
I do not smoke marijuana. I used to smoke marijuana. And then I had an experience to where I chose not to smoke marijuana anymore.
Okay.
It completely turned me off to the idea.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Totally.
All right, so
physical health.
So we're rating ourselves.
We're still rating ourselves.
okay.
There are two more questions for physical health. One is, I get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, which is very important. Sleep is very important for your physical health. And then the next question is, I have a lot of energy and can get through the day without being overly tired.
Bro, I'm so energetic right now, dude.
We're not talking about caffeine and... Red Bull. So that's on a 1 to 5.
I feel like these go together.
What category of health is this, by the way?
This is still physical health.
Physical mm-hmm. health. Okay.
You know, sleeping is a really big thing. You need to, if you want to stay physically healthy. I would also say emotionally healthy, because when you lack sleep, you definitely, I bet you can notice that you are a little moody, a little antsy, maybe, yeah. Just not thinking clearly. When you don't get good sleep, you don't retain information.
Right.
Indeed.
So, say you're studying the night before a test and you stay up too late and don't get a lot of sleep, you won't remember it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, where are you on that scale?
Pretty bad. I usually just stay up late depending on what I'm doing. I talk to one of my friends lives in England, so I usually talk to her for a couple hours.
Oh, that's right. You have to go by her time schedule.
I do have to. So, when she wakes up, I'm going to sleep, and sometimes I'll stay up till pretty bad. Like, I'll start talking to her at like 2 and go to bed at 6 in the morning.
Wow.
But that's occasionally. Midsummer was the worst.
Right.
But now that I'm into the school groove, it's getting a lot better. Going to bed at like 12 to 1.
Oh, that's
but
good.
But still, it's not 7 to 8 hours.
Right, because you get up early for school.
But when you know, like, when you get that sleep, you feel so much better.
Oh, you feel
better.
So good.
Feel so much better.
So you're giving yourself, what, a 2 or a 3?
I'm going to give myself a 2 on that one.
I'm a 5, baby. I get my 8 hours. I'm down. I make sure I get my long sleep, and then I work pretty late. I have a lot of clients, and I work pretty late, so I feel good.
I would say that, summer, 2, 1, yeah. 2. But now that I'm getting back into school, I'm realigning my body clocks.
Good for you.
And I'd say I'm probably at a 3, 4, between a 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I get about anywhere between six and eight a night when I do have school. Then when I don't have school, I hit probably around 9 or 10. So.
That's good. Your body's making up. And, you know, psychologically and physiologically, lack of sleep is directly related to various disorders, you know, depression.
Right.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Anger management.
Lack of focus
is a biggie. Like you said, the ability to retain memory, especially if you're in school. You know, you do a lot better if you're sleeping. Right. Especially if you want to learn something at night. You were just talking about this. If you want to learn something.
Oh, I was before
for
the show.
A quiz or something, just you review after all your work.
Study tonight.
You review all your reading right before you go to bed, and then you sleep on it, and you're retaining more memory if you can get into REM.
Right.
That's what they say.
Right.
Anyway, sorry about that little digression.
No worries.
So you should apologize, Dr. Michelle, for your advice. Take it back.
I will not.
Get out of the studio.
I will
not. I'm just kidding.
Okay, my
Dr.
children.
Michelle, I love
my
you.
Children.
Hey.
We are on to social health,
which is
basically how you connect with other people, how you retain relationships, how your relationships go.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling socially accepted, being able to hold a conversation, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, when I meet people, I feel good about the impression I make on them.
Hmm, interesting. Okay.
You know, that's a big thing because a lot of kids, especially in the high school age, I know I was quite insecure during my high school days. And it wasn't until this year when my senior year when I fully blossomed into the child I am now. But
you like that word.
I do like child.
That's a good
child
word.
Is like the word today.
Good morning, child.
It's the word of the day.
How's it going, child?
So yeah, basically, I would rate myself maybe as of now, I'd rate myself a 4. I'm not quite at a 5 yet.
Nice.
There's still some things that I have to search, look at within myself,
right.
Become more confident with myself because I still have some insecurities about this and that, you know.
Dang, Doc.
I think in terms of social health, I would say 5.
Well, because, you are a psychologist.
Right. Yeah. I kind of have to, you know all the tools. But I know a lot of colleagues who work really a lot and they don't take care of themselves mentally.
Right.
They're really into their own, you know, just helping others, which is beautiful and wonderful. But you have to sort of get yourself together before you can help other people. And
So
you have to get your self-esteem sort of intact. I'm not talking about narcissism, just being okay with who you are.
No, completely.
And I think the social aspect, the healthiness of that too, with, you know, especially with, your age group, teens and young adults and everything, is being really okay with who you are. Honesty, you know, totally honest. Being okay with how you feel and how you think and being able to express that.
Yeah.
And not be an asshole and people don't like you anymore. You
know,
just being an honest, really healthy person to know how to communicate with other people. Also, having social support is really important. So, you know, if you have... What I've noticed is with you and your age group in my practice is that you have an amazing amount of social support.
Right.
And that's because of, you know, the media. That's because of, you know, all of the communication via Skype.
Right.
Of course, texting, all that. It's just, you know, it can be just through words, but it's still keeping you connected. So there's a huge amount of social support that you guys have in your generation that I never had.
This is very true.
So I think those are just some things that I think that are really important when it comes to, you know, social support.
No, I feel you.
That's cool, yeah.
And your social, you know, you feel better about who you are, you know, if you have a good social support system around you.
And, you know, if your social skills aren't quite up to par, like say you try to talk with people, converse with new people, and you find that conversations are a little weird or you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, that's really cool to use the AIM or Skype and just video chat with people.
Totally.
Video chatting is really cool.
You know, so something else that I've learned, of course, every guy goes through this, you know, you're nervous talking to girls.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, like 20 years ago? No, I'm just kidding.
You're only 18.
I'm just kidding. No, but, you know, this is how I stopped, you know, getting nervous with girls.
Hmm.
I came to the realization, I was like, okay, they're a human being, I'm a human being. We both are, like, sharing this experience. We both have our own things that we're secure, insecure about. Like, there is absolutely nothing that should make me feel nervous or awkward talking to this person, not even this girl, but this person.
Yeah.
Because they probably have the same things going on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
And then if you just acknowledge that they're just another person, then it's like 1,000 times easier. Then you just strike up a conversation. Like,
right.
You know?
It's exactly how you talk to your guy friends.
You're exactly.
Just, you know, yeah. It's probably the same for girls. In a lot of cases, I know some girls who have come to me about their problems talking to guys.
Right.
And it's that's a big step to take, though.
It is.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it is.
Like, personally, I'm getting past that. I'd say I'm really close to just completely letting go of that nervousness.
Right.
And what do you attribute that to, Kev?
I would say, the older I get, mm-hmm. the more I'm, like, learning about myself, the
yes.
more comfortable I am with myself, like, mm-hmm. the more I'm accepting who I am.
Yes. Right.
And just simply accepting who I am. I know the image I put out. I know how people perceive me.
So, it's kind of a matter of maturity sometimes.
Maturity, self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Self-confidence mm-hmm. is a big thing.
Okay.
Because if you don't have a lot of self-confidence, then you're going to try to maybe put on a face or something.
Yeah.
A little...
Right.
That's not you.
I feel you, completely.
Yeah.
You know, and it's better to be shy than put on a face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Totally.
Alrighty. Did you rate yourself?
Oh, I don't believe I did. Well, I'm sorry. Redo the question.
When I meet people, I feel good about the impression I make on them.
Five.
That's good.
Very cool.
I'm pretty comfortable with myself.
Good.
Yeah.
Not in like a narcissistic way, like oh, I'm so comfortable with it. Not like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't
get that from you.
Thanks, Doc. Mm-hmm. No, I love myself. I realize how much of a blessing it is to be, you know, in this beautiful experience. And mm-hmm. I think if you don't love yourself, you're being ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love yourself.
Mm-hmm. No matter what.
If you can't love yourself, how are other people gonna love you?
Right.
That's right.
If you can't love yourself, and then you know, like you only like look up to other people and you think, oh, that person's so much better than me. Oh, that person. Well. Then no shit. Like,
yeah, and how all this ties into about health is another way to love yourself is to be really proud of yourself and what you're doing to take care of yourself.
Right.
Like if you're doing all those things, which we'll segue into as well, like healthy habits. So you like the fact that you are taking care of you.
Yeah.
You respect yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So next question on social health would be, I get along well with members of my family.
Hmm.
Rate that 1 to 5.
You? How about you?
You know, it's personally, I'd say it's occasionally a little bit of a roller coaster
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
with
mm-hmm.
certain members of my family. I get along great with my mom for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Same with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, you know, we're a year and a half apart,
mm-hmm.
so there's
mm-hmm.
obviously some sibling rivalry there.
Yeah.
So. Like, overall, maybe a 3, just because it does fluctuate a lot.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm really trying to improve this.
Good for you. So, it's more like, how do you get along with your family? It's more like, how are you able to manage your temper and manage your stuff, even if you have difficult members in your family, right? Is that,
yeah.
like, in general?
Yeah,
not
yeah,
you,
I think
Kevin,
so.
But
no,
I'm just
no,
talking
no.
about overall.
Because yeah.
I have some difficult people in my extended family.
Yeah.
And it's... you know, it's sort of the way that I respond to them and
right.
not let them get to me
right.
and be responsible for my responses
right.
and actions.
I think that it's like a more like personal question in the sense
yeah.
of like, you know, regardless of whether, you know, certain members of your family are like the nicest people in the entire world or, you know, dicks. Excuse the French. But
why the show's called Teen Trends, because he can say...
Dicks.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I think it's a matter of like I think it's a matter of how the person the certain individual reacts to that. You know how if there is you know a you know somewhat of corrupt person in you know your family or what you view to be as corrupt, it's how you deal with that. You know it's making sure that you're not the one that's blowing up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's
yeah,
it's
right.
you just being like. Okay, like, I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand either, one, you have a mental mm-hmm. imbalance. Two, you're not happy with
yeah.
a certain situation. Three, you're just an angry person in general.
Or
and
I've done
and
something
I sympathize
to
for you.
And
yeah,
we need to talk
exactly.
about how I've hurt you.
Yeah.
And be, you know. Yeah.
Touche.
Okay.
Yeah, I just...
Doc.
Sorry.
Just,
sorry, I was just going to
no,
say...
No, 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 go.
It's
go.
Just like... holding your own. Don't not letting...
That's right.
If there is a tense situation, just don't let it get to you. Keep your cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. you know, that can influence mm-hmm. how you get along with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Doc?
Five. You know, I better. I'm a psychologist. I better aware of how I get along. And it's also the awareness of my responsibility in that. If someone's upset around me in the family or someone needs to, you know, dump on me or whatever, I need to find, you know, a balance. I need to find out if I was responsible in some way, what I may have said, what I may have done to have triggered it. And try to understand that and just have an open communication with that person. And everybody gets grumpy and everybody gets irritated. I mean, every family has issues. And if there's a family that doesn't have fights and issues, that's dysfunctional because they're avoiding.
Right.
On the other hand, on the 180, you know, the constant conflict, which I call continuing drama, and there are families who are addicted to that drama. Yeah. That's very pathological as well. So what I'm just saying is, I would say, you know, you have to, like you both discussed, you know, take responsibility for your part in it, and it's not about them, it's about you.
Right, totally. I would rate it a 5, hands down. I love my family with all my heart. They're very supportive of everything I do. I'm supportive of everything they do. Just so you guys know, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you're just tuning in, you can call live on the air 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me at my email address, which is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrends, just like the show, with Dave at gmail.com. Check it out. We're talking about personal health today. We're talking about how to improve aspects of health, how to make your life better, how to be a happier person. We got Doc Michelle in the studio with us today.
Mm-hmm.
She's helping us out. And Kevy's reading personal questions. Go to the next one.
I am reading personal questions. All right, so that pretty much covers social health.
Social health.
You know, it's you know, just relationships, all that jazz.
Yeah.
So now we're going to move on to emotional health, which is, I feel like emotional and social health connect in so many ways.
Well, all the healths connect, you know. For example, you know, if you... It's just kind of random, but if you eat unhealthy, if you're an unhealthy eater, you know, always eating McDonald's, doing this, you know.
Changes brain chemistry.
It does. It changes brain chemistry.
Yeah,
and once it changes brain chemistry, that affects, you know, everything. That affects your mood, that affects, you know, your social health, that affects your emotional health, you know. And then once again, take the opposite side of the spectrum. You eat super healthy, but you're super stressed.
Right.
You're so stressed.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not going to be good. So this is about emotional health.
Yeah.
How are you doing on that?
I'm doing well, you know.
You seem to be doing well.
Yeah, I feel like a good head on my shoulders. But I'm going to read a couple questions.
You have such a bad head on your shoulders.
Oh, thank you, sir. I find it easy to laugh, cry, and show emotions such as love, fear, and anger. And I try to express these in positive and constructive ways. Different faces.
I just cried, laughed, and angry.
In other words, are you in touch with your emotions, and is it okay for you to feel safe enough to express them?
Are you a guy, and can you cry at the Notebook?
Oh,
I did cry.
Did cry at the Notebook.
You know what? I have gained a whole new respect for the both of you. I appreciate you, young men, so much.
We appreciate you, Doc.
So when you both can tune on the Lifetime Network and watch those sappy movies, you guys could cry too.
We'll never watch Lifetime Network.
Don't do it, Jessica.
Men watch Spike TV.
Mansers, no.
So
don't go, Jimmy. I have to leave. I must go. Please don't go. Kevin and I are in the theater.
I'm so proud of you guys. Okay.
And Kev's like, Dave, come on, get a grip.
Yeah, Dave cries a lot.
And then Kev is all in the theater like, Dave, get a grip.
You should get, you know what, you should get more acting roles.
Yeah.
Are you interested in acting? You should get more acting roles.
Okay, yeah, Dave,
you're a little over the top, but go ahead.
Thanks, guys.
You guys go for it. Rate it.
You do. What'd you say?
Oh, okay. I would say, I'm about a 3 or a 4 because I can express my emotions pretty well.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the negative emotions, when like crying, like like, you know, if I have problems in my life, I don't like to express them per se.
He's strong man, Kevy. He keeps in because he's strong man, Kevy.
It's
just kidding. No,
you know it's not.
Yeah.
A strong
no. Yeah.
Okay. So this is a message to everybody who does this as well. It's not. It doesn't show that you're a strong person, per se, when you hold in all those emotions, because it is very unhealthy if you have a bunch of things bottled up.
Right.
But for the most part, what I would say is I don't talk to just people about my problems, like I will have one or two people that I will, like, I talk about my problems with people, but with a select.
Yes, you feel
like,
safe with a certain group.
Because like I've had issues in my life where I tell someone a problem and then they don't understand it, turn it around, make a gossip thing out of it.
That's retarded.
It's sad. You know, it makes it tougher to feel safer with people that way.
I'm gonna rate it a 4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
that's good.
Like regardless is if I'm telling so many people, I don't think that's the point of it. I don't think you have to tell everybody and like show everybody. Like something happens in your life and you just start crying when you're with a group of friends. Like I would hold it in. Personally.
Yeah, no,
sure.
Totally.
I think everyone.
Because you know there's
to a certain extent.
There's a certain I was gonna say there's a certain line that you don't want to cross between actually expressing these emotions and then looking for sympathy.
Right.
You don't want to, come off like you're looking for sympathy. If you truly have to express these emotions, you know who to express them to, you know who to talk to, because they're your friends.
Yeah.
It'll just come to you.
Or you can feel them in peace and work them out within yourself.
Of course.
In your safe place. So that's a good one. I would say probably 5 for me. I think I overanalyze my feelings and my thoughts too much. That's because I'm a psychologist, but I do. Why am I feeling this way? Should I be feeling this way? Is it appropriate? Am I putting something on someone else? Am I projecting something? It's kind of, I'm in my own mind sometimes a little too much, and I've been accused of being, my husband says sometimes overanalysis causes paralysis, and I go, you're right. I agree with them.
No, that's really cool. I find myself doing that a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
When I do have something within myself, I just analyze it, look at it. If you have an issue with other people or say you just got in a fight with your family, a really important thing to do is to step out of your own shoes.
Yes.
Look at it from both perspectives. Like,
absolutely.
Because when you get in a fight, you're like, no, I'm right, You just got to take a step back, look at it as a third-person viewer, and if you were in the other person's shoes, how would you react?
That's so good.
Right.
That's
just analyze it like that.
How about you, Dave? What would you rate your mental health?
I would rate my mental health a 5.
Mm-hmm,
I would.
Mm-hmm. You're okay about expressing feelings.
Yeah.
Knowing.
I know. I legitimately cried in the notebook.
You're in touch.
No, I did.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that emotion is, emotion is a certain energy that you're creating, a certain energy that you're putting out, that's what emotion is, a thought in the brain, a certain emotion is a thought in the brain, and what a thought in the brain is a neuronic connection between a neuron and a synapse with an energetic charge. That is the scientific thing, not to get all science, but that is the scientific explanation of a thought. And what is it? It is energy. That energetic charge. So you are emanating that energy from your being. And if you keep a certain emotion in, that's just going to build up within you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you have a certain negative emotion, let it be anger, let it be hate, let it be sorrow, let it be, guilt, whatever that may be. If you have an angry emotion and you keep that within you, it's a cord that you are not allowing, for yourself to move forward. It is a cord. It's almost like a screen that you have holding you back.
Sure, and we create certain defense mechanisms,
We do.
The old school Freudian and then Anna Freud, she nailed all these defense mechanisms, and I think they're valid. I mean, we do all this stuff. We deny, and we do go to regression, and we do repress, and we do sublimate, and we do all that stuff.
And think about it like this. If you're creating positive emotions, positive energy, and you keep that in, well, spread it to other people, dude. Other people need your positivity. Other people want your happiness.
And that's a part of healthy emotion, is wanting to, be there for other people, too.
Right.
And I really observe that both of you are like that. You are very giving people.
Well, that's what Teen Trends is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here on Teen Trends. So we can help other people.
Yeah.
So we can, be there for other people.
Yep.
And, I know there's a bunch of people out there that get a thrill out of helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting to my right, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you. Yeah. I do. I enjoy it.
Dr. Michelle, you are a healer.
Thank
you. You are indeed. No,
well,
it's true.
I try to. I don't know. The job is taking the knowledge I have, passing it along, and, having other people discover within themselves by suggestions and by showing them how other people have improved, how they can help their own life, and let them have insights about, their feelings. And learn that it's all right. And everybody has what they think, bizarre feelings and thoughts. No, we're all together. We all have a lot of the same emotions and thoughts. And just feeling safe with that is important.
True.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
I would like to move on to an email that I got. It says, Dear Teen Trends, I saw today's show topic on your Facebook, so I thought I would share my own beliefs when it comes to health.
Ah.
This works for me, and hopefully this will work for you. Because I believe diet and exercise are so important, I'm often frustrated with the recommendations I receive. Nutrition and natural health ideas are so often negative.
Really?
For example, don't eat this. Watch out for that. They're so rigorous. Be sure to eat some raw, natural, organically grown vegetable I've never heard of. Or so complicated. I end up ignoring them. And yet, I know diet is critical to my health and well-being, so I made up my own rules. My objective was simplicity. So all of you with greater willpower and more discipline, cut me some slack, okay? For the rest of us, I hope you find them useful. Your friend, Vanessa. Thank you, Vanessa. She said, eat less. I used to eat until I was full, then snack as a hobby, and sometimes I still do. I'm very guilty of that, Vanessa. Letting you know. But more and more, I decide when I've eaten enough, leave room for a treat later, and simply choose to eat a little less. I think it helps.
Huh.
Number two, drink more water. I used to drink 8 glasses a day, but I usually ended up either losing count or just going to the bathroom a lot. Now on my way to the table, I stop by the sink and grab a glass of water. I figure that's more water than most people drink. It probably helps me eat less. See rule one. And sometimes it reminds me to drink even more.
Keeping hydrated is a great, great thing.
Right? Number three, more fruit, Benjamin Franklin said. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. I just know apples, a banana, some grapes, or something exotic like a mango or kiwi tastes good.
Yeah.
And it's the fastest, most portable, and convenient food I've found. A handful of those little baby carrots beats a sandwich by a good 90 seconds. eat your vegetables, yeah, still listening to my mother. But on the positive side, they're so easy. No sauces, no mixing or blending or nothing. Raw, steamed, or microwave, they're great for adding color to a meal, greens, yellows, and beans in all sorts of colors. I know fresh and organically grown is the best, and sometimes I buy them that way. Eat more rice and baked potatoes. I score points with my doctor, my quote-unquote significant other. And again, it's about the easiest cooking I've figured out. Very cool. Number six, stretch when you feel like it. I used to follow a routine that recommended stretching and yoga for about 30 minutes every morning. Wonderful stuff, very healthy. And someday I'm going to give it another try. For now, every morning and several times during the day, I stand up and try to reach the ceiling. I bend, twist, shake my shoulders, breathe deep. Whatever seems to feel good at the moment, then I get back to work. Number seven, avoid exercise and... Avoid exercise and elevators. Okay. This is what it says in the email. Okay, I believe jogging...
Oh, avoid elevators. In other words, take steps instead of elevators.
Yeah, right, take the stairs instead of the elevators.
Right, right, right. That's probably what she meant to say.
Because it says avoid exercise in elevator. I was like, what? No. Okay. It says, okay, I believe jogging and sweating and lifting weights are good for me, and I do some of it, but I also find it useful to walk around the block to get to the mail, the boxes across the street, or take the stairs instead of the elevator. Right? You guys just said that. I walk the dog, push the lawnmower, and play tennis and golf with my friends. That way I figure I'm exercising and leaving the gyms open for the rest of you. Number eight, spend time with friends, talking, sharing dreams, giving and receiving support, solving life's great mysteries, and debating politics or religion with a friend does wonders for the soul. And hugs are great. If you have a life partner, I find talking regularly seems to avoid a number of other problems as well. Right, we're almost done. Laugh every day.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, I couldn't agree more with that one. Tell a joke, wrestle with your dog, or play with the kids next door. But have some fun. Life's short. Number 10, plan for dessert. I'm down.
Mm-hmm. I like plan dessert. For dessert. I
yummy.
Like that.
At the end of the day, I really like something special to
yourself.
Top it. Right.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I really like something special to top it all off. So I plan for a bite of chocolate or a cup of low-fat pudding or yogurt or a handful of fresh grapes. It sure seems to beat relentlessly searching the cupboards for refrigerator for something and ending up with a big bowl of ice cream. Finally, a few words of experience. It's okay to slip once in a while. At least it's better. Be okay.
Yeah.
I seem to do it periodically. Just get up again tomorrow, make the rules simpler, more fun, or more appropriate for your situation, and get right back on. I don't think the objective is perfection. There's no point in having a heart attack getting all stressed about the rules. Just go, have some fun.
That's a great email.
Thank you, Vanessa.
What a cool lady.
You are a cool human being.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's dope.
Yeah, like people don't realize that dieting and exercise, they make it this huge deal, when in reality you can make it little steps in your life just to improve your health, like taking the stairs. Just
exactly.
Little things, you know, next time you hang out with your friends, if you want to lose some weight, next time you hang out with your friends, suggest doing an activity together.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than sitting and watching a movie, like go for a walk, do this and that, you know?
Right. But, I totally agree.
And my whole thing is, you know, stress with the body.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about mind stress.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about the stress, keeping the mind less stressful. And I have an email.
Oh, you did?
That I received that's in keeping with all this.
Did you receive this from your show?
I did.
Okay.
Is that okay if I slop
no.
stuff from my show?
No, it's not okay, Dr. Mazzaro.
All right. And this is perfect because this is just perfect. I was going to save this for one of my free-for-all Fridays.
Oh, cool.
But let's do this now.
All right.
Dear Doc, I get so stressed sometimes I feel panicky. My heart starts beating fast. Sometimes I get dizzy. I have to catch my breath. It usually passes, but I think it is getting worse. I stress over everything. Work, school, family, girlfriend. It just builds up. What would you suggest I do? Okay. And what I was going to say, and what I will say now, is everybody has stress. Stress, to a certain extent, is good. We have the fight or flight within our bodies that's built in.
We actually talked about that in Teen Trends before.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
All right. So we do need to manage our stress because you know of the direct effect of stress on our body, our mind, and we can create the relaxation sensations in our body through our mind. So when stress gets to be too much, here's some stress busters. Guided imagery. There's a thing that started years ago, around like the early 1900s, maybe like 1930s. It's called guided imagery. And they found that imagery, you know, you think it's like meditation, but it's just you go to your happy place.
Right.
You breathe and you go to, if you're totally stressed, you go to the most peaceful surroundings and be very selective and specific about your happy place. Sitting in a meadow, sitting on the beach, just go there whenever you can.
Right.
Lower your stress.
The brain is more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
It is self-hypnosis, you know. Journaling, writing out your feelings, writing out your stress, getting it out of your brain onto the paper. Like we said, meditation. Progressive muscle relaxation. If you're all stressed in your body and your muscles, you tense and you relax.
I just wanted to throw something in there, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah, yeah.
When you say meditation, it's, you know, of course, you know, you can sit down, cross your legs, and you're like, oh,
no, I'm not talking about that necessarily.
No, right.
Yeah.
But I'm just making this clear for listeners.
Yes.
You know, you can meditate in any way. If, you know, sitting down and playing the guitar is meditation.
Right.
You know, if taking a walk and just imagining your happy place is meditation, you know, that's all, you know, it's all your perception of what you believe meditation to be. Right.
Anything that basically can relax you.
Right.
Put on your favorite music. Sit there. Chill with your music on. I like to sing. So I'll sing along to the music.
A lot of it has to do like with whatever gets you, you know, in a higher form of consciousness. You know, a higher, more more grounded, just more clear-headed you know, state of mind.
Yeah, getting all the problems out of your head. Like whatever's flowing through your mind that could be negative, it just...
Right.
Gets rid of it, you know? You lose yourself.
Totally.
It's great.
Completely.
Yeah, you don't have to meditate, like you said, and be, you know, this fabulous yogi or this religiously, you know, trained person. It's just focusing on one thing to get your mind off all the other stressors in your life, basically. That's what it comes down to. Breathing. When you manage your breath, you lower all the high-stress physiological symptoms. Easy, simple, do it in a second. That's it. Playing games, like you said, laughter.
Right.
There's a thing called biofeedback, which is kind of monitoring your heart rate, monitoring your stress levels, monitoring smoking stress levels, things like that, is where you're hooked up to a machine and you watch and you actually control it by watching or hearing the sounds.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Music, enjoy music, take a walk, exercise, do things you like to do, you know, being assertive. When we are assertive and, you know, learn communication skills that are healthy, this is lowering your stress.
Right.
I'm okay with what I said. I said it right. I said it appropriately. People may not have liked it, but I feel okay about myself. That's lowering your stress. you know.
Right.
And, you know, lower your stress and your physiological symptoms by chilling out on the energy drinks and the caffeine.
Just chilling out on the
on those, you know.
You look great, bro.
Caffeine, exactly.
Drink a bunch of Monster.
Don't drink that much alcohol. Try to drink in moderation. And don't put things off. That's another big thing. You keep putting things off. What I see is a lot of
procrastination.
A lot of students I see, they cram.
They're
going to cram. And then what happens is they get all stressed. And the week builds up and they're so stressed and they can't even concentrate and they're all working and then they don't get sleep. And don't procrastinate. Just do a little bit every day of something you want to knock off.
Right.
And then you're done.
And don't let it pile up, because when it piles up, that builds so much more stress.
Right. Mm-hmm. Speak of the devil, Kev.
Those are some quick and dirty stress busters.
Gotta do some anthropology.
Oh, you guys are studying together, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's a little reminder for each other.
Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
For the reminder.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, what is stress? Doc, you warned me about this email. You didn't warn, but you were like, hey, is that cool if I throw an email on that I got from my show? I was like, for sure, Doc.
Yeah, for
sure. Do your thing, girl.
Absolutely. Why are you talking like that?
Just do your thing.
You're silly. Right.
What is stress? Stress is defined as the nonspecific response of the body to any demand made upon it. By the way, the reason why I'm just giving you this quick definition is so you guys know like the exact definition of stress. Everybody thinks they know, oh, what is stress? But this will help you break it down in your mind. Maybe it'll help you with breaking down your stress. The human body strives to maintain appropriate functioning at all times.
Mm-hmm.
A notion called homeostasis.
Yeah, nailed it.
There you go.
That's called balance, baby.
Demands often called stressful events have the effect of changing the balances of our body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Tries to keep functioning in a particular way. This is also known as the stress response. The stress response is a series of hormones released from the brain in order to help us overcome the stressful event. These hormones affect the body, raising our blood pressure and other things in preparation for us to overcome the stressful event.
And it's all normal. It's fight or flight.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that is fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
In earlier days, most times, stressful events were physical threats to our body.
Mm-hmm.
Think of like saber-toothed tiger.
Fight or flight.
Oh, check it out. The fight or flight response. Our bodies then try to get the body systems back in balance. Our bodies are continuously adapting to the environment that surrounds us. In modern times, stressful events have taken a much different look.
Mm-hmm.
Although things like traffic, overcrowding, bills, arguments, and other things we perceive as stressful are much different than centuries ago, our body stress response has not changed.
Yeah.
Right?
We still get stressed out.
Right. And then there are two types of stressors, external stressors and internal stressors. Just going to throw this out here real quick. External stressors, physical environment, social interaction with people, life events which you have no control over, quote unquote, death in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
There's all those things.
Internal stressors, physical lifestyle choice, personality traits, individual thought process, negativity or overanalyzing, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's for sure.
Stressors surround our daily existence, and how you manage stress relates to your physical and mental health. Discovering what events in your life are stressful is an important first step in managing stress.
That's right. That's
right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. I just want to give you guys super quick the long-term and short-term effects of stress, just so you know how bad it is for you.
Yeah.
Short-term, faster heartbeat, increased sweating, cool skin, cold hands and feet, feeling of nausea, rapid breathing, tense muscles, dry mouth, diarrhea, irritability, anxiety. Those are short-term. Long-term, change in appetite, frequent colds, asthma, digestive problems, headaches, skin eruptions, sexual disorders, aches and pains, tiredness, heart disease, seizures. You guys don't want any of that. It has been an absolutely wonderful show.
Yes, it has.
On Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We have a special treat for the last minute of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I didn't know this at all. Dr. Michelle freestyles. Did you know?
Yeah.
Dr. Michelle raps.
Now, this was your choice to let me do this.
Right, today. But I didn't know that you did it, because you were just playing around rapping, then you were all doing Dr. Michelle. You got like 30 seconds.
Yo, DJ Dave, throw a beat, throw a beat.
Shall I summarize today's show?
Yeah, girl.
Oh my God. Today's show on the Down Low is about health of the mind and body. Don't care if you're a hottie. It matters if you don't take care. We all have wear and tear. keep your mind right and keep your body tight. Feed your head with positive thoughts. But here are some of the knots. No sleep, no drugs, no high stress. Do less for quality of life. Strive to be lighter. The power of the mind on body is okay. Where you want to be. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yay, this has been a wonderful show of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You know, we never stop till the end, because when we freestyle, it's wild. It's like I'm spitting like a child, but I don't know, because Doc Michelle is the best. Her psychology is never put to rest. I'm going to put the music on, sing another song. Here we go. Sunday, every 1 to 2, check it out. Tune in. You got the choice to choose, never to lose, because you know this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Our shit doesn't stop, never till the end. So here we go. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. We're not one to commit sin, because you know that we just generate the love from within. Check it.
You're
about
good.
To wreck it. Put it in perspective. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Every Sunday from 1 to 2 Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You guys are the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, children.